Yesterday, we heard how the Consumer Product Safety Commission is considering a ban on new gas stoves because studies show they create harmful emissions linked to childhood asthma. Now, many Americans use gas stoves because they're more affordable than electric, or people feel they can better control cooking on them. But we spoke to a health expert who said, use induction, to which some might say, what? Lisa McManus is an executive editor of equipment testing and ingredient tasting at America's Test Kitchen. Great job. Lisa, hi.
Hi, Robin.
So we know that, you know, regular stoves, they heat the cookware, and then the cookware then goes on to heat the food that's in the cookware. How do induction stovetops work?
Well, they work by, they have literally got copper coils in there, and they induce a current in the metal of the pan. That's why it's called induction. It makes the atoms of the metal of the pan vibrate, and that makes the pan heat up. So instead of having a heat source like a flame or an electric coil, this actually makes the pan itself hot while not making the stove hot.
This is why it's called electromagnetic induction, because you're activating a magnetic charge. And that's why, by the way, we should say, you need special cookware when you do this, right?
Yes, you do. Yeah. I mean, one easy way to check is to get an ordinary magnet and stick it on the bottom of your pan. And if it sticks, it'll work on induction.
Okay. So it's a special cooktop, it's special cookware, and it does it through this electromagnetic field, which means that I saw this at a friend's home. The actual stovetop, unlike an electric burner, doesn't get hot. You could put your hand right on it?
Oh, yeah. I mean, one of the great tips that we learned is you can literally put sheets of parchment or a silpat, you know, a silicone baking mat down and cook right through it. And then when you're done, lift that up and the stove is clean. You can put a $20 bill halfway under your pot, cook food, and it will not burn. It's kind of cool.
Yeah, it is. But is it good? I mean, how does the food taste?
You know, it really depends on, as always, the chef and the stove, but it tastes good. Once you learn how to, you know, turn it on and off and work with it, it works pretty well.
Well, and my friend said that, for instance, boiling water, it's almost instant. It happens so quickly. But we understand that there were other complaints that induction burners brown and sear food unevenly. What did you find?
You know, again, it depends on the burner and the cookware. Definitely helps to have a good pan. But yeah, they will cook evenly. The pan has to be flat. That is something that you don't really worry about with a gas stove. But the connection between the pan and the top of the cook stove is more important. It will be a little bit less powerful if there's a part of the pan that's lifted up a little bit because it's warped. And so you will get some hot spots like that if your pan isn't completely flat.
Okay. So those are good cooking tips. But I mean, for people who are just trying to warm food up and feed a family, the appeal here might be they're not going to have the harmful emissions from gas. That's amazing. Here in Massachusetts, a study found that it's 1 in 7 children with asthma. It might be either exacerbated or caused by these emissions from gas stoves, either in, you know, small apartments where you can't ventilate as much, or just because, you know, the kids are around the kitchen a lot. So that is why a lot of people are looking at induction. So some other questions. Is it much more expensive than a gas or an electric stovetop?
Traditionally, yeah, it's been a lot more expensive. That cost has been coming down. It's, you know, this is a very prevalent cooking technique in Europe and other parts of the world. Here, it's just kind of getting started. And the price has been coming down. I mean, you can get a decent induction stove for $3,000 for the, you know, stove and oven is on the low end. And then it can go up into, you know, $12,000 and more, depending on what you get, what you want. There's even smaller, you can just get the little burner top rather than have the oven and the stove together. You can just get a range top.
Well, by the way, how does an oven work in an induction stove?
Well, actually, there is no induction oven. It just uses regular electricity.
Oh, got it. We'll talk about the energy used. Gas stoves, we know, use only about 40% of heat generated to actually cook the food. The rest is dissipated. Electric cooktops use only 65 to 75%. Induction cooktops use almost all, 90%.
Well, that's because the pan itself is getting hot. You're not heating an area around the pan. And also, really, you know, if you have a gas stove or an electric stove, choosing a pan that matches the size of the burner, not turning it up so the flames are licking around the side, you know, really kind of matching it up makes that a lot more effective and efficient than those numbers would indicate. But yeah, you're basically, the pan is getting hot, not the whole stovetop, not the burner. And so you really are kind of using the heat just to cook. And when you turn it down, it really shuts down. You can see it automatically. It'll boil, and then you turn it down, and it stops. You turn it back up, it boils. So induction really is sort of all on, all off, and lots of little precise, you know, settings in between. So you get a lot of control.
So lots to think about there for someone thinking about going with induction. And by the way, we may have to in the near future. Lisa McManus, Executive Editor of Equipment Testing and Ingredient Tasting at America's Test Kitchen. Thanks so much.
Thanks for having me.
We hear the induction stovetop will even turn itself off if you've walked away.